You're here to let yourself let go of the guilt you have grown up with. Guilt about being H O M O S E X U A L I T Y. Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. Close your eyes tightly and then open them, then close them again. Keep your eyes closed and begin to let your mind settle into quietness and concentrate only on my voice. You will not think of any other thoughts. You will no longer feel guilty for wanting to be a gay boyfriend. You will look forward to meeting a nice guy and maybe even getting naked and becoming lovers. You only need to hear the sound of my voice. Let yourself become still and quiet and allow your thoughts to melt away as you settle into trance. Feel your muscles relax as the strength flows out of them and you become motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes entirely quiet. You will become motionless and limp with no thoughts going through your mind. The only sound is my voice. Just hearing my voice lets your mind sink deeper into trance. Everything I say to you is very important as you let yourself sink deeper. Everything I say to you is more important than your thoughts. You will let your though become silent so only my voice enters. You need to listen to each word, but you will not remember them because you are in trance and going deeper. You just need to keep slipping deeper and deeper into trance as I speak. You want my words to create thoughts in your inner mind. You will not concern yourself with any other thoughts except that you want to meet a nice boyfriend. You are very shy about these things, and you need your man to make it clear that he wants you. You will allow yourself to become aroused and feel sexual feelings when you like a man. You don't just want to have sex. You want to become boyfriend material. You want to look forward to meeting a nice guy and getting naked and become lovers. Experience the absolute quietness around you as your thoughts leave you. There is nothing to distract you, so you will completely concentrate on the sound of my voice. You will feel the sexual feelings you have always had but were intimidated by them. You will allow yourself to become aroused and feel strong sexual feelings when you become the object of a horny man's affection. You understand that the feelings of arousal are the same as those felt by opposite sex couples. You will feel that same arousal with your man. You are in a peaceful and quiet state of mind and there is no other world around you except my voice. As you listen to my voice, you will enter deep comfort where your inner mind is open to my words. As I speak to you, the only thing you want to do is allow my voice to enter the quietness of your mind. You do not need to think about what I am saying. Let my voice speak to your subconscious. You are done feeling guilty about being gay. Listen closely to my every word as you go deeper into trance and experience comfort and peacefulness. You don't need to remember one sentence to the next. Every one of my words is entering your subconscious where it will be absorbed and processed. My words are allowing you feel the freedom to be aroused as you think about having a gay lover. You understand that your feelings of arousal are the same as those felt by opposite sex couples. You will feel that same arousal with your man. We know you want to have sex with a man, and you want to feel good about it. You want to have sex with a man who will love you back and will respect you. Let your breathing slow, and let everything else slip away and let yourself go deeper into trance. My voice is the only thing you can hear, and the only thing that is important to you. You have the right to experience arousal at the thought of having a gay lover. You accept that men being attracted to men is part of human nature. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to normal human desires. My voice speaks into the quietness surrounding you. And while my voice speaks to your subconscious, you will not allow anything to disturb your quiet peacefulness. There is nothing entering your subconscious but the sound of my voice. You will allow yourself to experience happiness when you have met a man who is right for you. You will allow yourself to be happy that you are sexually attracted to men who are attracted to you. Words aren't all that important because your subconscious understands them. My voice is all that matters as it passes into your inner mind. As your mind becomes still, only my voice exists. You will reach an inner peace in trance and you will absorb my words. My words will become your subconscious thoughts. I'm going to count down from 5 and you will go deeper into trance where your subconscious is fully open to my suggestions. 5. You will relax and go deeper. The quietness of your mind is the pathway into your subconscious. You will absorb every word I say. You are free from the guilt of wanting to make love to another man. You accept that your sexuality is part of human nature. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to normal human desires. It is completely normal for you to want to suck a cock. You are free to make love to another man. You accept that your sexuality is part of normal human nature when it searches out men. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to normal human desires for love and romance. 4. You are a normal person. You are free from guilt because denying normal feelings is not healthy. You will allow yourself to show a sexual interest when you have met a man who is right for you. You are happy when a man is sexually attracted to you. You have been looking forward to having a boyfriend and sucking each other's cocks. You even want to have a 69 sometime. It is all okay. You are free from guilt because denying normal feelings is not healthy. You will allow yourself to experience happiness when you have met a man who is right for you. You accept that you are fine with being sexually attracted to men and their cocks. You will allow yourself to become sexually aroused when you have met a man who is right for you. You are willing to have sex with him when you are sexually attracted to each other. 3. Continue to relax and go deeper as you continue to absorb my words. You know, you are more comfortable around gay men than straight men. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You are free to be aroused by men now and let them know you are interested. You are more comfortable around gay men than straight men. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You are not afraid to return another man's erotic touch. 2. You have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the freedom to kiss him. You are free to see men as sexual partners. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the right to have sexual relations with him if you desire to. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and share a good morning kiss. You are free to love who you want. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and share a good morning kiss. And it is true that you have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the freedom to kiss him. You have the right to have sexual relations with him if you desire to. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and share a good morning kiss. 1. You have the freedom to give your lover everything he wants. You have the freedom to ask anything from him you want. All of the things I have told you are things you already know. Now you may know them without guilt. You are relaxed in your trance. You are happy that I am going to take you to find a boyfriend. I'm going to take you to the mall so you can meet a classy man. I want you to concentrate on my voice, and let yourself go deeper as I guide you. All you need to do is listen to me and allow yourself to slip deeper into trance and allow your subconscious to remain receptive. There are no other sounds and no other thoughts beyond the ones we are creating. Today you are at the mall, happily looking at the window displays. There are a lot of people shopping, talking to each other. No one is paying any attention to you. You are invisible. You no longer bear guilt and you no longer deny your sexual feelings. You understand that if the right man comes on to you at the right time and place, you will consider what having sex with him might be like. You will enjoy your emotions and the sensuous pleasure they give you. You will enjoy the feeling of being turned on by a man. A man who wants to get naked with you and have sex. When you walk through the mall, you will discreetly glance at cute guys' crotches. You no longer feel guilt and you no longer deny your sexual feelings. You hope to invite a friendly eye caught you smile and a chance to catch his eye. You will return the smile if you catch a man checking you out first. You want him to be your boyfriend so you can have sex with him. It is okay to be attracted to men. It is who you always have been. But now it is okay. Today at the mall you are attracted to a man walking toward you. He is sexy, confident, and manly, and he has noticed you. He is checking you out and he is obviously interested in you. He has your attention now and you are getting hard. His hungry eyes and the way they sweep over your body is giving you butterflies. You are pleased that it makes you feel sexy and aroused, but you must quickly let him know you are available before he passes you. You must show him you are approachable. You walk more slowly, and put your legs closer together. Then put slightly more weight on your heels, moving your hips forward slightly, letting them rock seductively. You are sending him an important message. You won't turn him down. He is still checking you out and you smile in approval as his eyes lock into yours. You hope he is deciding to pursue you. You go deeper into trance as you smile at him again as he passes. You keep walking slowly, putting your legs closer together, remembering to slightly rock your hips seductively. After all, you are a sexual person and he was very attractive. As you wander aimlessly through the mall, you find yourself in a department store with a huge gay department that carries things for all tastes. There are several other men in the section shopping too. They have the faces of old friends that you used to fantasize about. When someone gives you a friendly smile, you are happy to smile back and go back to browsing. You are very relaxed being in public with others like yourself. As you practice your sexy walk, you don't feel alone here. Others are doing it too. You feel very sexy. You look up and are delighted to see your guy shopping in the same department, looking at you. You steal glances at him as you touch the sexy clothing you were afraid to touch a few hours ago. As you go through the section, you are aroused by the short shorts that show your butt cheeks and the gauzy tops that hide nothing. He is peeking at you. He is so sexy. You are blushing because you would wear those for him if he asked you to. You see a pair of cute rainbow flip-flops you can't wait to try on. You slip off your shoes, walk a bit, making that sexy split, splat, split, splat sound of sex sound. He smiles again at you again. You are pleased that it is annoyingly cute. You smile at how pretty they are on your feet as he circles closer to you. He comes up to you and looks at your sexy flip-flops and smiles at you, and you smile pleasantly back. You will pay careful attention to him because you are inexperienced with men. You want him to show you he wants you. You want him to know you will be submissive to his advances if he chooses you. You are feeling very sexy and aroused and begin blushing. He brushes a bit of hair off of his ear with his fingers as he looks at you. In a feminine hand motion, you look directly at him and cock your head and do the same. Knowing now that you will welcome his attention, he moves closer to you. You feel yourself silently bonding with him and accepting his dominance. You are frozen in place as he approaches you, and you lower your head slightly. Your eyes move downward respectfully. You are childishly happy that his erection is plainly visible through his thin gray pants. You wonder if yours is visible too. You are excited to see his erection and you want to be his boyfriend. He pats your butt, then takes your hand and leads you over to a mannequin. Split, splat, split, splat go the noisy thongs. It has a big crotch bulge and is displaying pair of very tight, very short shorts, with a lace-up rear. The shirt is half-length and made out of mesh in the rainbow pattern. That is so cute. Don't you think? He says as he touches your arm as you absorb his words. He leads you to another display, this one with a white tank top shirt with a heart in rainbow colors. The white shorts show a lot of butt cheek, too, and have a rainbow belt. He asks you, "Don't you think this is just special?" As he touches you again and you absorb his voice again. You feel very turned on being around all these sexy clothes with your boyfriend. Sometimes, he's next to you. Sometimes, he's behind you. But he is always close to you now. He is constantly touching you because he wants you. You like it and want more. He never lets you feel alone or abandoned. He is always there for you. Touching. He has you more turned on than you have ever been. He puts his hand on your butt and guides you to another display. He steps behind you and bumps you gently with his cock. You try to walk more quietly so your gay thongs only go split, splat, split, splat so quietly only you two can hear. He steps behind you and bumps you gently with his cock again. You wiggle your butt against him to let him know you approve. You feel like a horny little faggot right now. But it's fun and you are safe here. And you are trying to land a man. You want to show your sexuality and let your boyfriend know he can pop the question. He produces a filmy light blue see-through shirt, and holds it up to you. "This is pretty," he says. You blush with lustful agreement as he tells you it would look cute on you and wants to see you try it on at his apartment. Of course you will. You pause and let your mind become still. Slowly as you walk hand in hand, the walls of the mall seem to change shape. You are deeply in trance as you find yourself in his apartment. You are in the middle of his living room, and both of you are naked and hard. You concentrate only on him. You are timid, yet mesmerized by his manly body and big cock. You are so aroused to feel a part of him always touching you as he moves behind you. He touches you in the most sensitive places. He kisses a shoulder here and there, and runs his fingers over your ass telling you have cute ass. You feel yourself purring with lust. You react sensuously to his touch with heavy lustful breaths as your skin tingles. From behind you he touches your butt cheek with his dick, giving it a damp, cool kiss as he embraces you from behind and rests his cock between your butt cheeks. He kisses your neck as he massages your nipples. You move your head back and your arm back to touch him. He says you are so wonderful. You continue to purr with newfound erotic feelings. You are eager to have sex with him. He moves his hand down to your cock. You are dreamily happy that he did that. He is your lover now. He comes back in front of you and drapes your new light blue see-thru shirt lightly over your shoulders, unfastened. It hangs just below your butt almost like a nightgown. He assures you it's okay because it's designed for men and it's blue for men. He whispers to you, "You are my man." He steps closer and puts his arms around you, your hips touching. He whispers in your ear that you are very sexy and he is so happy he met you. He rests his hands on your butt, his cock rubbing against yours. He says you are a wonderful, sexy man and you really turn him on. He kisses you gently on your neck and face. His breath is sweet and fresh as he kisses you on your lips, slowly and gently, again and again. He pulls back just a little and pauses. You want him to know you want him and you lean forward and kiss him tenderly. You two embrace and you deeply kiss him and you both enjoy each other as you make out like teenagers. He puts his hands on your shoulders and you are thrilled to know it is time. You are happy because you have waited so long to have a lover. You eagerly go to your knees. You gently kiss his cock. You nuzzle at his cock with your face, feeling the cool, damp pre-cum kisses from his excited cock. You are aware of the sexy scent of his crotch. You are not ashamed that you are aroused by it. You begin using your tongue along the bottom and the sides of his cock, enjoying how it responds to your touch. He groans cutely with approval. You beam with happiness because you are pleasing your man the way he deserves to be pleased. You take his balls one at a time and roll them in your mouth as he groans with pleasure. You kiss and suck each testicle as you inhale the sexy musk from his shaft. You know this is what you have been missing all your life. You are not just a warm mouth. You are boyfriend material. You are a good boyfriend and will get your pleasure later. You gin up your courage and take the head of his cock in your mouth, admiring his smooth texture and his cock's special taste. You have felt yours lots of times, but you had no idea it would feel so wonderful in your mouth. You are energized by your lover's quiet groans of passion. Instinctively, you already know what to do. Your inner sexuality made sure of that. You were born for this moment. You suck up and down a little at a time. Each time going deeper, taking more cock, concentrating on giving him the pleasure your boyfriend deserves. His body movements and whispers tells you what a good job you are doing. "You are really good, honey," comes a whisper. You are happy he called you honey. You have to do your best or maybe he won't want to see you again. You are determined to be the best lover he has ever had. You know he has probably had other lovers and they are your competition. You can have your pleasure later when he is all yours all the time. You don't care if you ever come as long as he does. You take your time because you are his boyfriend and you want to please him. You cannot deny that you absolutely love sucking his cock. You are proud that you are doing it right and you are delighted to suck his cock as he moans. His cock begins to get harder and bigger as his breath becomes ragged. You begin to worry about what to do. He cries out, "Oh, honey." He grunts and stiffens and lets out a triumphant groan as he holds your head steady and pumps his load into your mouth. He gently rocks in and out as you instinctively use your lips and tongue to bring him total pleasure. Pulse after pulse sends his wonderful cum into your mouth as he calls you honey and sweetheart over and over. You hold the cum in your mouth and slowly swallow every last bit as you continue working your mouth up and down slowly. You want every last drop of your lover's sperm inside of you because that is what your boyfriend expects of you. You savor the taste of your man, and the taste of his manliness. You are aroused at how happy he seemed with you. You hope he will still want you. You hold him in your mouth until the twitching stops and he begins to soften. He tells you that you were wonderful. He lifts you by the hand and leads you into his bedroom and lays you down and then lies down with you, kissing you gently over and over. He whispers how wonderful you are and that he wants to see you again as he quietly kisses you. As he kisses you, he whispers that maybe even tomorrow we can make love again. Maybe even tonight, he whispers again. You want him every day of the week. You snuggle into his wonderful arms and he holds you tightly as you begin to relax into the afterglow caused by doing your man right. How about tomorrow morning, you whisper. You are visualizing his cock in your mouth as you do your duty. You realize that you don't care if you ever come as long as he is happy and he keeps on wanting to see you. You are satisfied enough that you are free to love him unselfishly. As you prepare to rest with your lover, he kisses you again and tells you good night, sweetheart. You snuggle up to his back and wonder where to go from here in the world of sexuality. As you prepare to go to sleep snuggled up to your lover, you begin thinking about today. When you walk, a little sway in your hips will let your special man know you want to be his lover. You will feel the happiness welling up in you when he smiles at you. You will feel happiness by feeling sexual toward men who are attracted to you. You will be careful and discreet while you look for them and you will carefully communicate your desires. You will practice your walk at home so it comes naturally and you can adjust quickly but not overdo it when you see a sexy man who might be interested in you. Sadly, it's time to leave trans now, but you are always welcome back. If you wish to go to sleep now and dream about your lover, I want you to just that. If you choose sleep, your trance will be gone when you wake up. Nothing we have talked about will become permanent unless you want it to. This trance is about making you a better person. I'm going to count backwards from 3. 3. You begin to feel yourself rising back into your own thoughts. 2. You become more aware of the things around you. 1. You open your eyes fully and are thrilled with the vision you have created for yourself and are ready to resume your day a better person than you were before.